How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
The American people did not vote for another new war, yet that is exactly what we're getting from the Trump administration. In fact, I remember Donald Trump promising repeatedly to not only end wars, but to not start any new wars and be the peace president. So far, what we've seen are potential war crimes in the Caribbean, a lack of ability to meaningfully end Israel's strikes on Gaza. We had like a 24-hour ceasefire, then it immediately fell through. Really quickly, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are going to be relentlessly punching back on this disinformation that is endlessly pushed by the right-wing ecosystem. So subscribe below. Thank you. A lack of any ability to rein in Russia on their strikes against Ukraine. Donald Trump is being dog-walked, and this is all culminating into a war that the United States is very likely to start with Venezuela in the coming days or coming weeks. The Trump administration is quite literally recreating, following the same footsteps of prior Republican administrations who created deceptive lies saying that we're going to war to protect United States interests. We just need to stop them from attacking us. That's why we're going to war and preemptively mobilizing carriers and putting U.S. troops at risk when it's a lie. There are deeper reasons, such as oil, such as attempted regime changes from the Trump admin, and we're likely to go to war with Venezuela. Trump is lying in the same way Bush did. Let's just jump in right here. Someone on Twitter points out, hey MAGA, remember when they lied to you to go to war for oil with Iraq, saying it was about weapons of mass destruction? They claimed that they were anti-war like they claim now. Now, they're lying to you to get into war with oil for oil with Venezuela, saying it's about fentanyl. How obedient will you remain? Lucifer points out, the guy threatening war in Venezuela over cocaine is the same guy who just pardoned a cocaine trafficker, the former president of Honduras. Senator Adam Schiff and multiple Republicans are starting a Senate bid to block Trump from attacking Venezuela because you do need Congress's approval, congressional approval. Donald Trump said strikes on targets within Venezuela could begin very soon. We take the president's words seriously and literally. I'm working with Senators Kaine, Paul, and Schumer to prevent the Trump administration from dragging us into a war that Americans don't want. Senator Rand Paul just went live on Fox and railed against the Trump admin starting this war. Let me just point out some simple stats that I got. So the Coast Guard has intercepted 212 vessels since 2024, so over the past year or so, without having to use any lethal force whatsoever. There are mechanisms for intercepting these boats and arresting these people, but they found that one in four boats had no drugs whatsoever. So following that logic, there's a chance that at least one of the boats that the Trump admin has struck didn't have any drugs on it. Whatsoever. You do not need to use unnecessary disproportionate force because that in turn puts our troops at risk. Just think about it. Senator Tom Tillis said it like this. Our men and women also get into situations where they have a risk of being blown out of the water, and we're putting them all at more risk if we're lowering the bar for the rules of engagement. The United States in the hypothetical world is supposed to sort of lead the rules of engagement. Which sounds kind of wicked and messed up, but the United States was supposed to be a leader in setting the tone for rules of engagement. And when we're doing shit like this, we're putting our troops at risk. Listen to Senator Rand Paul.
The recent boat attacks. Are you okay with this huge military buildup? I know you don't like the boat attacks. I got that. But this is a huge military buildup. What do you think to that?
I think the boat attacks are a prelude to an invasion of Venezuela. I don't like the idea of an offensive war. I like the idea of regime change. It's really one of the things I liked about Donald Trump was that he was against the Iraq war. He was against the war in Libya. He was against the war because often regime change leads to chaos and great expenditures both in lives and in treasure. So I hope that's not what's coming, but it certainly looks like it's a possibility.
That is a Republican senator saying that the Trump admin is basically going against what they promised. The Trump admin lied. They're the same as the previous Republican administrations who were more than willing to go to war for resources, to strike people in the ocean and bend the rules for wicked, wicked reasons. Biden, as much as it wasn't perfect, he at least attempted to pull us out of Afghanistan. Trump is starting a new war. The Republican administration of power really does not care about poor people, just like prior Republican administrations. They're not different. Trump conned a lot of people. Friend of the show, Griffin Phil, wrote a really good piece about how we're very likely to go to war, and all indicators point to Trump not backing down. I'll link the rest of this write-up at the top line of the description. It's definitely worth a read. But he wrote, the president, meanwhile, has no love for socialism either. He's talking about how Marco Rubio is likely guiding a lot of this policy. It's like Stephen Miller guides the most extreme immigration policy. Marco Rubio hates socialism, so he guides the most extreme foreign policy. The president, meanwhile, has no love for socialism either, but is also deeply agnostic about ideology or dictatorship on the world stage. He wanted to make a deal with Kim Jong-un. He's no neocon ideological crusader. He is instead driven by a businessman's sensibilities. Trump prides himself on the ability to sniff out profit and find a good deal. He's also willing to play rough and take no prisoners if that's what it takes to get him the best deal. He says, I was struck by reporting last month that Maduro had offered to open up Venezuela to U.S. oil and gas companies and abandon its alliance with Russia and China if the U.S. would allow him to stay in power. The fact that this offer was not accepted by the president signals that he intends to overthrow Maduro and place a more reliable U.S. partner in power, probably Maria Corina Machado. If this were all merely one big bluff by the U.S., we would have taken that deal. In fact, I suspect Maduro's offer actually reinforced Trump's desire to attack. The Venezuelan proposal was a huge sign of weakness, and no doubt our president smells blood in the water and is now launching a war without Congress that is illegal with illegal strikes. Republicans now have a new pivot. They're trying to pivot back to Obama, claiming that Obama did the same thing during his term when he did nothing near what Pete Hegseth has done in the first 10 months. I feel like it's true that all presidents over the past 20 years have pushed some of the limits on what's allowed, but this is a legitimate war crime. After 9/11, Congress passed anti-terror laws that allowed the president to arbitrarily designate any group he wants as terrorists, saying that you're a terrorist, and then he's able to strike those groups. Now, Obama used that in a rather correct way. He was actually targeting terrorists, like by the legal definition of terrorism, people who are enacting violence to change political policy in the United States. Terrorists were overseas killing people, enacting political violence, doing terrible things in overseas countries, so Obama justifiably struck them. What the Trump administration is doing is arbitrarily designating people terrorists when we don't know if there's drugs on the boat, when drug dealers aren't terrorists. As friend of the show Griffin Phil points out, he says, drug smugglers are businessmen. They don't commit acts of violence in a terroristic way for political projects. Any acts of violence committed are to further their profits, not political goals. So Donald Trump is improperly classifying them as terrorists so he can justify striking the hell out of boat after boat after boat. One of four of these boats don't even have drugs in them whatsoever. And at the end of the day, we should minimize drug trafficking into the United States we should do whatever we can to minimize drug trafficking, but within the bounds of the law, within the bounds of a civilized society or civilized globe. Because once we begin to strip due process away from people, once the president of the United States realizes it's okay for his administration to strip due process from someone like Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, who was wrongfully deported and then brought back to the United States, other people that are thrown into vans, people overseas who are struck, then your due process is also at risk. Again, it puts our people at risk, our soldiers at risk when they are overseas if we are lowering the bar for the rule of engagement over and over and over. I'm going to leave it there, but I just want to loop back to what I was saying. The American people did not vote to go to war, yet the Trump admin is dragging us into a war and people aren't talking about it enough. So drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.